the weather now?
The weather is good. I've been out, but I've been making some of the calls.
Good.
Some people are not reasonable, like cold.
Oh, I know. That's all right.
But I talked to Albert.
Right.
And he's all right. And he said he's been holding the fort and he's got a lot of appeals from his own condition. Thursday night, he gave a very positive commentary. I don't know whether you heard
it. Oh, I heard about it, yeah.
thought unloaded now. He said, I expected to. That unloaded now, but he said, 1,500 telegrams.
1,500?
8%
for favor.
Thank God somebody is speaking up. Thank God somebody is doing this.
You see that?
It was the most unbelievable response he's ever had. And when he did it, he was heading for the short term.
Well, he feels pretty good, I'm busy.
Oh, good.
Good.
I thought it might be a good interview.
That's good.
I thought it might be helpful to see him a little.
People like that. Well, the people with the book at least. And then I wouldn't, if I were you, I wouldn't miss George Bundy any role at all.
No, Bundy, I won't talk to anymore.
Not at all, Alex, you see.
But he was thinking that
he would expose them all, you see.
Or personally, I mean, you have no reason to take it personally. They've always been opposed to you, but those bastards never, when things were going well, never sent in a letter to congratulate.
Never.
Never any expression of support. But when the slightest thing is tough, these people who got us into this mess are in the camp. No, I won't deal with it, Bundy. I won't take it from all them.
Good. Well, any other good people that have been stand up for you, you well know, okay?
But I think it's going very well. Everybody that I talked to, God, I don't want to give you the wrong impression. God said this is a tremendous thing and a courageous vindication. He was, of course, taking a little credit for himself.
Well, good. We want him to. Right. Well, even last you told me Jared Mansfield was all right, too.
It was fine. I told Mansfield, look, the president would like to keep this as quiet as possible next week in the Separation of Association. We'd appreciate your help. And I said, if we can.
The line of the photographs and the bell will be there for the link somebody up to explain why did we bomb and all that, in other words, so forth. And we must. And we should review. And the other thing, too, is that we need to go on with the plane. I don't think we'll explain.
Next week, Mr. President, would be a disaster if we should go on. There'd be nothing to gain. I think the people are relatively satisfied. And it would be a disaster to come on.
That's the main thing. What we have to aim at now is to have this thing succeed.
Yes.
And everything must be played for that. So you're meeting next week to what do we do with regard to letting our know, not too much?
No, 4 hours before, in a very clear message.
Good.
That's all they've been announcing there.
Good.
I asked Bunker to send us his assessment.
Oh, what do you think?
But Bunker still thinks that you will not participate, but if you present him with a fair doctor plea, you'll accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after these events, he can now accept it for you.
I think that's what we're going to have to do, because I think that jumping out and letting him, in effect, getting the details finished off, we just finish the deal and present it for him with the company.
But I think after the...
No more to run around.
If we get it done in Paris, I think you're interesting to sending Hague out, you know, sort of low-key way, would be the right thing to do.
Well, provided he doesn't get any idea we're asking for his support or for his agreement, it's just a problem.
I think he'll...
He's got to just understand that we're going to go forward next time.
That's right.
You see, as long as he can knock anything out of us, he will, but there's no more to knock.
But I think if we send Hague, it won't be such a high-profile thing.
Right.
Hague, who was again all over the place when Kennedy breached him.
Yeah. And the kids are working on.
Then he came in. Then he said, well, Congress was going to knock us out of it anyway. And he said it was a mistake to have started it, and he said it was a mistake to have ended it. It was a usual act of support.
Just started the bombing.
Well, it was his usual stuff. Mr. President. He was wailing all over this place.
Yeah.
He wasn't really criticizing anything and he wasn't supporting anything.
Well, he's kind of working his fist on this one, hasn't he?
Well, I think you're interesting, Mr. President. You're so right. Right.
At times he has done it, you could just, you know.